Blog Talk Radio.
Singing, Lord, I want to be your child. 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 I want you to be my
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, O Lord. We ask you to look on us. Continue to touch and bless us. Pour out of your spirit the more. Help us to take you at your word. Help us, O Lord, to believe you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know what we have need of. You know all about us today. You know the desires of our hearts. I pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. And bind the word to Satan. Cast him out today. Help us today, O Lord, to give thy name the praise. To glorify you in the highest. For thou art worthy today, O Lord. And your name is worthy to be praised. We pray, Lord, that you have your way today. Send your word. Send your anointing. Take full control. Let our soul be blessed today. Let our soul be delivered in the name of Jesus. Let somebody be healed today. Jesus, have your way, O Lord. We know you can do it today. Oh, my God. You said, and whatsoever faith that we ask in your name, you said you would do it. We believe you today, O Lord. We take you at your word, and we count it done today. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God. I feel God's anointing. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Thank you,
for
bring her deliverance. Thank him. Thank him.
Thank him.
Thank him.
Thank
him right now.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, glory to you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
God.
Hallelujah.
Bless
the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No more
thank
church
you.
As usual.
Thank you, Lord.
No more church as usual.
Lord,
we have to go the way God is leading us to go. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We have to do things the way God instructs us to do them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. We have a prayer list with many names on. Prayer lists all around the world. Glory, glory, glory. Names are written on the list. Prayer requests are written next to the names. Hallelujah. And there are some connected to those names that we may not know about or even see. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God, he can see every connection, every acquaintance, every family member extended, scattered abroad, wherever they may be. God can see them. And he knows exactly what they need. Hallelujah. This anointing today. God is moving right now. Oh, glory, glory. God is working miracles right now. Oh, thank
yes.
you. Because
yes.
prayer works. Because prayer yes. changes things. Prayer fixes
Amen.
Things. Prayer is the answer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Prayer.
Yes.
But get the
yes,
job
Lord.
Done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we just humble ourselves, like the Bible says, and pray unto God, ask God for forgiveness. Turn
yes.
from our wickedness. Skin his back. Obey his commandments. Do what he says do. Yeah. Hallelujah. Will work every time.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. There are some in need of immediate prayer. We need instant prayer. Oh, glory be to God. We need God to move right away. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's waiting to hear from us. He's just waiting on
Amen.
That call. And all we have to do
Amen.
Is call on his name. Just cry out to God, and he will answer. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Some with a special request. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. That
thank you,
special Jesus. Petition. That's what the desire is. There is the answer. Oh, glory, glory be to God. You can start thanking him right now. You can just thank him right now. Hallelujah. Believe it and thank him for it. Thank the Lord for your miracle. Thank him, thank him, thank him for your healing today. Thank the Lord for answering your prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I can feel God's presence in this building today. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My mind. The Lord began to turn my mind to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, Jeremiah obeyed the voice of the Lord. The Lord sent him down to the potter's house. Glory be to God. When the Lord told him to go, he went down to the potter's house. And when he got down there, the word of the Lord came to him. Thank you, Jesus. While he was looking and watching the potter work on the wheat, the potter took the clay and he began to mar it in his hand. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. He made another vessel. And after Jeremiah witnessed this, the word of the Lord came to him to let him know to speak and ask him a question. Cannot I do with you as the potter? How he can take us in his hands, mold us, shape us, and form us, create us, make us over, make us a brand new creature, a new vessel, a better vessel. He can do with us what the potter did with the clay. We are the clay. Hallelujah. And God is the potter. And we are in the hands of our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord wants to work a work on us. So let's put us in the hands of God. We're the clay. We're the clay. Why don't we trust God? Put ourselves in his hands. Everything about us, our problems, our troubles, our situations, put it in the hands of the Lord. And when God gets through, hallelujah, when God gets through working on us, when God gets through seeing us, when God gets through taking out all the impurities, we will come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. We'll come forth a better vessel, a vessel of honor. Hallelujah. One that God himself is pleased with. God bless the name of Jesus. But we must keep on praying. We can't stop praying. We got to keep on praying. Until God answers, so we can't give up. We can't stop. We can't lose faith, can't lose hope. But we must keep looking to the Lord. We must keep pressing on. Amen. We have to keep on praying and believing God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us not be like the disobedient people who rebelled against God. But let's humble ourselves and keep on praying. And believe me, God will surely do wonderful things. I'm a witness that prayer works for the moving of his spirit. I thank God, hallelujah, for the outpouring of his anointing. I thank God for hearing our prayer and for answering prayer. I thank God for
hospitals, walking into the room where somebody's laid up sick. I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. On your feet. I thank you for laying his hands on their body and making them whole. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I believe it. I believe it, and I believe it, and I count it done, and I thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small for God. God can do everything. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. I just thank God because God is real and he's proving himself. He's manifesting himself every single day. While we're going through our tests and trials, God is making us. That's a part of being on the wheel, being the clay in the hands of the potter. How the Lord, he will mar us up. And, oh, no, that's not going to feel good at all. It's going to feel painful. Oh, my Lord, it's going to cause discouragement at times. It's going to feel like we're all alone and there's no hope. It's going to bring about desperation at times. Hallelujah. But that's all a part of us being made what God wants us to be. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, I myself, when I was in high school, in the art class, I handled the clay. Hallelujah. And I had to learn about how this all works. You take the clay, it's in a bag, a plastic bag, and it's moist. But you have to take it and be rough with it. And when you throw it on the wheel, what you're essentially doing is getting out the air bubbles, because if you don't mar that clay up, if you don't handle it roughly and squeeze it and throw it down on the wheel, I mean, you got to be so rough with this clay. And I had to just slam it down on the wheel over and over again to make sure that it was ready for the fire. Oh, glory be to my God. Fire was in the form of a machine called a kiln. And so when you put the clay in there, it heats the clay up so high until the clay begins to set and it becomes hard. And it's just set in that way. However you put it in there, that's how it's going to come out. That's how it's going to remain. Praise be to my God. But the clay, when I took it, it was soft. It was workable. I could do something with it. But after it came out of that kiln, there was nothing I could do with it. If it broke up, throw it away and make another vessel. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we can go on down to the potter's house, and the potter will take this old clay and make something beautiful. Oh, hallelujah. Something beautiful out of our lives. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And just looking at this, how God takes us in his hand, and he does this with us. It's a blessing indeed to know that we have a God so compassionate who cares about us. As somebody who didn't care, they didn't even time to handle the clay the way it should be. Put it on in the kiln. It exploded. The vessel was a disaster. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God makes sure that we are ready for the fire. Because Lord knows our faith has to be tried. And it's going to be tried by the fire. And the fire gets pretty hot. I mean, extremely hot. And if you're not ready for the fire, you will not make it through the fire.
You will not last. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But I thank God for the word of God at this time. We're going to God in prayer. And we're going to just pray the prayer of faith, believing God. God has already moved. God has already manifested himself. But let's just go now, offering you who are listening today the prayer of salvation. All you have to do is just repent in your heart and ask God for forgiveness. Be sorry for the sins you committed, and God will have mercy on you. Repent and make a change. Make up your mind that you no longer want to live in sin. Come to Jesus and give him your life. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you. Lord, we ask that you will look, search our hearts, Lord, and save us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the repentant soul. Those, oh God, who have repented and decided to accept you as their personal Savior. Lord, forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Take them in your hand, Lord. Mold them, make them, and form them, oh God, into a new vessel. Oh God, create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit in them. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord God, and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, if any have any affliction in their body, any sickness, oh God, or any pain, I pray, Lord, that you will heal them, that you will make them whole right now. In the name of spiritually and naturally, we know you're able and there's nothing impossible for you. We believe you today. Lord, be merciful, oh God, and look on those on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Bless them today with the blessing they stand in need of. Move in miraculous ways. Lord, go into the hospital. Visit Deacon Tanner. Lord, lay your hand upon him. Touch his body, Lord. Heal him, oh God, and raise him up. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now. And Lord, we count it done. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God. Because we believe today that we have every prayer request. Every heart desire right now, Lord. And we thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name. Oh God, give comfort to the bereaved, those who are suffering and those who are dealing with bereavement. Give them comfort today. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to the name of the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. We just thank God for this broadcast.
Yes,
I can say with truth that God is truly moving in this place. And I can feel his presence so great in this room right now. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
this time, we're just going to give way for remarks. Any clergy on the line? First, I'm going to let Evangelist May have remarks, and then any other clergy. We also have Evangelist Khadija here as well, so we're going to give way for them. to have them on. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the precious word of God, God for his spirit, for the anointing. And I thank God because he touched me. And I tell you, I feel so much better. I'm glad that God came in and had his way. I tell you, I was going through some things, but the Lord, he touched, and I'm glad about it. And our message today was all things that we ask, prayer, believing, shall receive. And I thank God because I believe him on today. I thank him. Thank God for the word coming through Daniel by me concerning the potter's house. And God can do with us whatever he wants to do. And that's what I want him to do for me. Whatever he wants to do with me. Have your way, Lord. And I just thank God for the precious word, for the anointing, for the praises. I was able to praise the Lord. I was able to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. And I just thank him for what he has done for me on this day. My soul is very much encouraged. And I'm asking those of you who can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me. And also I want to say to his name, I mean, keep allowing the Lord to have his way in your life.
Yes.
In the prayer, praises, the word of God, whatever he gives you to do, just let him have his way because we don't need to go in a form or a fashion. We have to let the Lord have his way, and we will be blessed. So I thank the Lord. Pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evander's Mayville. I just want to sing, in case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions broke, shattered, you're all broken inside. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You who need mending, stop by the potter's house. Give him the fragments of your broken life. My friend, the potter wants to put you back together again.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that. Amen. That beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. Amen. That calmed it up. That was her remarks.
Yeah.
A potter wants to put you back together again. Just stop by. Stop by. Stop on by. Because he wants to put you back together again. God, amen.
Yeah.
I thank God for those remarks. Any other clergy on the line that would like to have remarks? If not, thank God for this portion of the service or this part of the broadcast, and I can say of the truth that my soul has been blessed. I've had a beautiful time praising the Lord, getting that touch from the Lord, just hearing the testimony of victory coming through Evangelist May, and that, you know, how the Lord just sent a witness, you know, so we can have everything because God is on our side. Amen. All we have to do is just believe God and take him today.
Yeah.
Praise be to my God. I thank God for this broadcast because God is really blessing us through this ministry. And I'm looking forward to it expanding. And I'm looking forward to just doing greater, much more
for the Lord, the greater work that Jesus talked about, I'm looking forward to doing that.
All right.
Praise the Lord, because he said it, that greater works than these shall you, you know, you do, talking to his disciples.
Amen.
And so why can't we
Amen.
Take him at his word? Why can't we do
Amen.
The things that the Lord said we could do? If we know of the work that Jesus did, why can't we do what Jesus did after knowing that he has given us the authority to do it? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. So I feel like stretching out. Amen. I feel like doing more for the Lord. Amen. But
yes.
Satan doesn't want us to do anything more. He just wants us to keep sitting around and waiting and doing nothing. But it's time to get on up and do something for the Lord. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. I'm coming on in. We do want to give a few announcements, and then we're going to move on. Praise God. So we're going to ask Deja would come back on the platform and give some announcements.
Thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Thank God for the Word of God. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you're a clergy and you're feeling bold and you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a song you like to sing, a testimony you like to share, or just some encouraging words you like to give, you can feel free to give us a call and be live on the show at 551-241-6677. And we're praying for the souls that are, if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Neville Edmond, 373-5995. The access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. With Pastor Jerry Bennett as the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We are praying for the souls that are on our prayer list. We are keeping Deacon Roger Tanner in our prayers, the bereaved Ingram Sewell family, the bereaved Harold family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmonds family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the bereaved families and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those announcements, tuning in with us for our next broadcast coming up on Friday afternoon, Friday night, if it be the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. And also tonight, Vandice May will be having her broadcast, as you heard in the announcements. So you can tune in tonight as well to get blessed even the more. Praise God. Vandice May, do you have anything additional?
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the broadcast today. We thank God for all of you. I want you to know that we thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your prayers and your support. And we want you to know that we are praying for you. And at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.